Oh, I got some good news for you today, and I believe that God is going to bless you today. How many of you believe that God is going to bless you today? Amen. Well, today's message, I want to talk to you about high gas prices. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Oh, I hate these gas prices. They're really high. But I want you to think about something that you probably haven't thought about before. That there might be some blessings coming out of these high gas prices. You might say, well, how can I possibly be blessed when gas prices are almost $4 a gallon? Well, did you know that the Bible talks about walking quite a bit? Now, see, walking was considered a blessing in the Bible. And of course, they didn't have cars back then. And the only form of transportation that they normally had was a donkey. But walking was the way most people got to work, went one place to another, and they seemed to walk all over in Jesus' time. Amen? Well, did you know that the Bible taught that there's over 200 verses that talks about walking? So Jesus walked everywhere he went. So you're probably saying, well, what does this have to do with high gas prices? Well, statistics say that America is the fattest country in the world. Let's be honest, America, we're fat. We eat more sugar and artificial sweeteners than any other people on earth. Americans also experience more episodes of acute hunger each day than any other people on earth. Many people eat 11 times a day, and Americans do less physical work per day than any other nation. We ride more and walk less than any other people. Let's be honest, America, we're fat and lazy. Don't know how else to tell you this, but we're fat and lazy. There's a few reasons that stand out why Americans eat more, especially hydrogenated fat, polyunsaturated fat, and butter fat. We eat more artificial sweeteners. Americans consume less fiber than any other nation. Americans consume less omega-3, an essential fatty acid, usually comes out of fish, than any other nation. And let's be honest, due to computers, Americans do less physical work per day than any other nation. We ride more and we walk less than any other people in any other nation. And it is the combination of these factors that has made America so fat. So American foods are killing America. Instead of looking what high gas prices might do for America, it might teach us to walk more. Amen. It might teach you to get on your bicycle and ride more. Amen. If we exercise more, we'll be in a healthy America. So maybe high gas prices might help you to get back in shape. So, what does the Bible talk about walking? And how far did Jesus walk in his ministries? And what about Mary and Joseph when they left to walk from Bethlehem to Nazareth? What kind of walking did they experience? And when Jesus carried the cross on his back, he had to walk to carry his cross. John 7:1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. He walked to Galilee. He walked. Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I can give thee." So we would rather give up our walking for silver and gold, for more fancy cars. Let's create more ethanol plants. But Jesus said, Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." When gas prices are so high, maybe it's time that we start to walk. Amen. For whether it is easier to say, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," or to say, "Arise and walk." Matthew 9:5. You see, in the Bible, there is a lot of people, and even today, that are paralyzed. They could not walk. They could not exercise. They could not get on their bicycles. Come on, somebody. And so, the blessing that came from Jesus was to rise up and walk. Now, gas prices might be high, but rise up and walk, America. Gas prices might be making you a little bit disturbed, but rise up and walk. Instead of sitting in your car and listening to music, spend some time walking and spending some time with the Lord. You're going to have a healthier body and strong spiritual soul. Amen. So the attitude that we should have when gas prices rise to $5 a gallon is just remember that Jesus walked many miles for your salvation. And it's nothing wrong to walk to work, to walk to the store. There's nothing wrong of walking, because walking is healthier, gives you exercise. So we need to walk. Where did Jesus walk? And how many people walked? Well, the shepherds, they believed the sign of Jesus' birth and went to see him in Bethlehem. They walked in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20. And then King Herod sent soldiers to kill all boys 2 years old and younger. Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus fled. They walked, Matthew 2, 13 through 18. Mary and Joseph found young Jesus teaching in the temple in Jerusalem. He walked. Luke 2. He was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. He walked to the River Jordan. Jesus overcame Satan's temptations. Matthew 4, 1 through 11. He overcame their temptations, so he was walking in the desert for 40 days. Jesus walked. Jesus was cast out of Nazareth, the city where he grew up. How do you think he left? He walked. Jesus Christ called the 12 apostles. They all answered the call and were given the priesthood. He walked. Mark 3. The Pharisees tried to trick Jesus. He raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He calmed the stormy sea of Galilee. He taught the Sermon on the Mount. He walked on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus cleansed out the temple. He performed many miracles. And how did he get there? Who brought him there? He walked for the love of you, the love of me, and he walked. He gave effort in walking to doing the ministry of the Lord. And the only account of him ever riding anything is that he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem on a donkey. And that was the only time I've seen Jesus riding everything. But we today are more worried about high gas prices because we don't want to walk. And statistics say that we're the fattest people on earth. He and the other apostles had the Last Supper. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and began to suffer for our sins. Then he was crucified, and amen, he resurrected, Mark 16. Jesus walked for you. The attitude that you should have with high gas prices is, wow, somebody is taking all the money, so I'm going to walk for Jesus. You know, there are 14 points we see that Jesus, how he walked to carry the cross. Have you been walking today and carrying the cross? Or are you just upset with high gas prices? Does high gas prices frustrate you because you think you should ride everywhere? Jesus is condemned to death. Jesus receives the cross. While he's carrying the cross, Jesus falls for the first time. Jesus meets his mother. Simon of Cyrene carries the cross for him. Jesus' face was wiped. Jesus falls for the second time. He meets the woman of Jerusalem. Jesus falls the third time. Jesus is stripped of his garments. He's nailed to the cross. Jesus dies on the cross. His body is removed from the cross. And Jesus is laid in the tomb. The trial and crucifixion lasted about 6 hours. And we see that Jesus Christ, with the passion narrative and the carrying of the cross, it was estimated that he carried that cross 650 yards at about 200 feet. And a reminder that a mile, about 2,000 feet, and a mile is 5,280 feet. So we know that Jesus carried that cross about a half a mile before he was crucified. If you look at the work that Jesus did in his ministry, walking from Galilee to Capernaum to Jerusalem and around to the remaining cities, I ask you today, should we be afraid of high gas prices? Should we worry if we can't drive anymore? No. Consider yourself blessed to be able to walk like Jesus walked. It's just amazing how we, as Americans, are so spoiled today. We want everything our way. God forbid if I have to walk to the grocery store. God forbid if I have to walk down to the neighbors. God forbid if I have to show any kind of energy or hard work, because we live in a computer age today. But you see that the Bible, that Jesus walked everywhere he went. And during that time of walking, he found peace with the Lord. He spent a lot of time. If we don't have our radios blaring, we're worried about high gas prices. So what? Let them go high. It ain't going to stop my call of walking. And you've heard of people in foreign countries. There's only one church. And you hear these guys in Africa that have nothing, or India, and they walk to church 50, 100 miles. Could you imagine during that walk how much time that they spent with Jesus? So let's go on about Mary and Joseph. So imagine, if you will, a 13-year-old girl, Mary, heavy with a child, walking beside a donkey laden with Joseph's tool of trade and all their meager possessions. Joseph sitting on top of both of them, dressed in a plain homespun brownish garment. So then, leaving Nazareth to the sniggering of neighbors who saw only a girl in disgrace and deserved of death by stoning, and to see them heading first of all towards the east to drop down from the hill country into the Jordan Valley, where they would cross the river before heading south. The journey was one of 90 miles that would take a minimum of 3 days, and it would be fraught of dangers as well as discomforts. There were bandits to avoid, as well as lions, bears, and jackals that roamed the Jordan Valley. Mary and Joseph would almost certainly sleep rough, shivering under the stars, for there were few inns to speak of, and they were places of ill repute where you stood a better chance of being robbed and getting your throat cut than if you started out in the open. And all they would have to eat until their journey's end would be bread, parched grain, and dried fruit that they had set off with from Nazareth. Wow. What a journey. See, the journey's end, in many ways, this particular journey ends with the worst part of the whole journey. For after crossing back to the west bank of the Jordan, by way of the fords near Jericho, the two travelers had to make a torturous, winding ascent of just over 4,000 feet to reach the hilltop village of Bethlehem. But that night, as the moon looked down on the young woman, frantically dragging herself into the cattle cave to give birth to her child, another long journey was drawing to its close too. And without the other journey, the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and the birth at the end of its world, would have been no significance or consequences whatsoever. So without that journey, Jesus would have never been born. Today, I want to encourage you to have a positive attitude about high gas prices. And remember that you're not defeated. You are not defeated because of high gas prices. In Jesus' name, amen.